Okay, we finished all the way to the Mishnah and Lamaches of Nal. We have all the Rashi's to do still in the Sugya. So taking us to Rashi back in Laman Zayim and Bey is about Torah Tevo'er. It's towards the top. It's probably about 10 lines down on the narrow lines. So Rashi says, Bosser Arifah, see that Pasuk is written after the Rifah, after the Torah gave the mitzvah of Arifah's Agarufa. It says, and you, Klai Yisrael, should remove Dam Elokim. So what does it mean? So that there has to be Misa Yofa, Mina Tzafer, because we compare Misa of other people, Misa Bezin, to Agla Rufa. So I would think it means, we have to find for him a Misa Yofa. Using a sword from the front where you cut the simonim is more pleasant than with a kupitz from the back. Okay, now we ask the cross of Kolcherim. So the person who sacrifices to the Zorah is Yochram, he will be eradicated. So we see Kolcherim is referring, the more assuming it's referring to that a person is supposed to be killed, lo you put that. So again, so what do you mean that pasuk for? The more says, no, it's referring to something else totally. It's referring to giving a cherim, something which is lashon of hektish. He says, as the person will be taken out, he says, Erko alai, Rabbi Sha'ar Erech Eno Lefi Damim, Elefi Shonim. If we'd say dom of a lie, so the person's value, so the person at this point in time obviously has no value, he's been taken out to be killed, he has no value in the marketplace. The Torah gave him, it's called Erech. Erech is a set amount, no matter how valuable or not the person is, the Torah says you have to give him a certain amount. We say if a person commits to give Erech of himself or of somebody else, it's a set amount. So I would think maybe it would be possible to apply to this person as well. So the Chiddush is Loy Merklum. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say, that in this situation there's no din of payment of Erech. And that it comes out of a high Cherem Lashon Hektishu. It's designating it off out for Hektish. More specifically, according to Hananya ben Akvaya, which holds that there actually is Erech, due to the fact that Domav Ksubim Betara Fishonim, the Torah gives a set amount based on age and gender. Well, a dummy, l'armer dumb of a lie, the first word dumb of here means comparable. It's not comparable to a case where a person says dumb of a lie. The value, the dummy main lie has no value. Al erech yesh lo. Okay, so according to the Chananya ben Akvaya, that the law you put it. So how do we know that halacha? So what does he do with the pasuk kolcherim? So the Mora says he does this for the following. So we find mostly with Eshemayim, because Misha Harag Shara Es Nefesh, a person's Reuben's animal killed somebody. Says the Sibay Gamba Love Yumos, that the owner also has a chiyuv misa. Well, he says Bezdin. It doesn't mean that Bezdin kills him for the act of his animal. The Nafkam and Sanhedrin, Moshe Yumas HaMaker Ritzeachu, so he's Arshan al Ritzicha Soy, Ata Hargo, Vieta Hargo, al Ritzicha Sharroi. So the Pasuk is clearly saying he's not Chayv Misa in Bezdin for that which his animal did. So the Pasuk says, the Gambol of Yumas, it means Baha Yumas is Bidei Shemai. It means that there's a Chayv Misa Bidei Shemai. And the Torah says, you give kaifer, so a person can relieve himself from the chiyuv misa de shemayim with kaifer. Therefore, I might have thought that something which is bidei adam, yochel af chayv misa bezin yiftu b'mamon, the person can redeem his chiyuv misa bezin with mamon. So it says, chayv mid adam lo yipadeh, adam shemachuyev chayv, a chayv amongst those amongst mankind, which are chayav cherim, which have to be eradicated, lo yipodet. Versus, we already learned that out from the din before, lo sichel karfer lo nefesh mitzeach, that you can't take karfer for a person who's chayav misa for ritzicha to not get misa. So we already know this. So we say that. I'm sorry. That's the next. Not going to get there yet. So the Mor says. I would think that's only true of Mrs. Chamura. She'll need new kapara. She goes to the kapara. Mrs. Chamura, the Torah does not give kapara for their shogeg. Kiyum the kraw leporish. Call me. Says the pasuk doesn't say any situation. Misa deshemayim. Misa b'deyadam. It says, doesn't say all of them. So mistayech, it would be sufficient. Ishadisa hachumra. If you're contemplating that really moment can work, and you're saying a pasuk tell me the moment can't work. So say, you know, that chumra, the moment can't work, only applies to the more significant cases. Shadisa hachumra, you apply this chumra, the aim memoir matziloi, amisis chamuris. Mind, you know, what are Mrs. Chamura going? How is the Chamura ba'aviv, a god of nefesh from Yisrael, shei kapara, ksuba v'shigot, so those cases, b'shogeg, there's no kapara. How do we know? Shei karas b'zor, the chayiv chat is b'shigot, so chat is only applies to cases b'meizit, there's a chiv, there's a chiv karas, b'shogeg, there's a chiv chat, these things are not chayiv karas, b'meizit, there's chayiv misa. Then, but the Mises Kalos, where there is a kapara for the shagig, maybe the Mesid can be redeemed with money. Mises Kalos, Hanukal Mises, Amuris, Behan Kordis, all cases with the key of Kordis, Alzdainoi, Beloy Asura, when there's no Asura. And Yesh Kapara, but she also. So we're talking about Chiv Mises Bez. So we have three options. If he does Mezid with Asra, he's Chiv Mises Bez. Does Mezid below Asra, he's Chiv Koris. Does Mishag, he's Chiv Echad. So I might think in the case where he did it Mezid with Asra, but since the Torah was lenient to give a Kapara, Mishagig for these type of areas, maybe he can redeem with money. Yesh kapar b'shigal subachatus kind of a sechavim b'shabbos arayus. You know, I'm here to say yesh kapar b'shigal subagolus the chedin of golus. So therefore, it says kol her. So Mor says, why do we need this? Well, b'meila shemata le milisichu kafer gaber tzech siva. Don't you know that from the pasuk by kol kafer alosichu kafer? We said before by ritzicha. Contemplating the idea that he should redeem his chi of Misa with Kaifer, and the Torah says no. And the third Merit said, Menid the Kapara, the Shigosa, over there, there's Golus with Shoigeg. Mashina Kroshal, Yatzel is out of a moment. And the Torah says, so if you tell me that this is a more lenient scenario, and even this, the Torah says explicitly, money doesn't work, so what's the Havamina for the whole thing? What do you need Kolcherim for? Where it says you need it. Because I might think, Hani Mili Hecha, the Loisichu Kaifer, Lifta Ritzech, Mezid, Mikapatola. When can you not accept a moment as payment from the Ritzech to save him from death? Is Hecha the Hargoy, Mezid? Again, we're talking about his Mezid. Because we're discussing the Chiyav Misa, we're discussing can the Chiyav Misa be redeemed with money? Say so maybe that's only true that he cannot be redeemed with money in case we did it b'derech aliyah.
That's the way he hits, that's the way he's struck.
Yeah. Okay. B'meizid derech aliyah. B'anofas yodhi ko me'acharov. He struck upwards. The chvasa b'shergeg lo nidzen the kaparis golus. K'dixiyah b'yapel alav. Derech Nefila. Okay? Because by Golis, Halacha is the Chiyuv Golis is only Derech Yerida, not Derech Aliyah. So taking that, so the Chos B'Shegul, you need to do the Chaparis Golis, can see if repel Derech Nefila. Golis is only when he the example is that he's going on the ladder, and he's going downwards, and he falls, and he falls, and somebody kills him. He's got the one who fell was B'Shegul. But he's chayv to go to Golis. If it happened while he was walking up the ladder, he fell, and he's not chayv Golis. So maybe we're going to suggest that the pasuk which says there's no payment of money is Derech Aliyah, but Derech, you remember there's a payment of money, that's why we need Kol Kerem to tell me even in that case there's no payment of money. The Gemara says that I know from Tana Bechizkiyot. Nafka. Shein Chilik Ben Derech Aliyah, the Derech Yerida. He says explicitly, we compare it to Makkah Behema, where we see over there, by Behema, there's no difference. All scenarios, we don't say he's Potter, but rather he's Chayim. So therefore, by Adam, all cases, Galach is he's Potter. The Chayim moment. Now, so the Gemara, the Rashi is going to address the following question. Tani Mechizkiya was discussing the halacha of Kimle B'Rabbi Mineh and saying, well, we see by the Torah is equating a chi of Misa when he's Maka Adam to a chi of Mama when he's Maka Behema. In my Maka Behema, there's no scenario where he's not going to pay. In Maka Adam, there's no scenario where he is going to pay. That's Tani Mechizkiya's equation. There, the issue is a chiyah moment versus what's the scenarios of the chiyah moment or the p'tur moment. Our issue over here is a different issue. Our issue over here is not a chiyah moment, the issue is their opinion with moment. So you're saying, you see from Tanur Bechizkiya that when it comes to the chiyah moment, there's no difference in a derech aliyah, derech yerida, neither place does he pay. That's true. You're discussing a chiyah moment in conjunction with the Chiyuv Misa, you don't pay. What about a Chiyuv Moment? What about paying money to redeem the Chiyuv Misa? He's not discussing that. So we're back to what we said before, that maybe we should differentiate that if we're contemplating that the person is going to redeem the Chiyuv Misa with money, so maybe there's a difference between how it happens. So Rashi says no. The Chiyuv Moment. So the same way there's no difference between the scenarios Gam the Chiyuv moment, similarly there's no difference in the scenarios in regards to the pinyon. And once I know one case you can't be part of, we know in all cases you can't be part of. Okay. Now Rashi says once you're talking about Chizkiya, what do you? So this pasuk is saying, "Kim le Rabbi Mineh." So what do we need the pasuk? Well, lo yiyosin. The Mishnah says that the source of Kim le Rabbi Mineh is lo yiyosin. So the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, when the person attempts to hit somebody, ends up hitting a woman and kills the woman, and then it kills the child. So the Torah says the chiyuv moment, the pay for the child, is only when there's no death and the woman didn't die. So what are you asking for? I have Tani Bechizkiya and Parshas Amor. The Torah is equating the two. Tell me the all cases your potter. Rashi says no. Well, you also mia itzrich. So now Rashi explained. One second. Rashi explained the application to what we're discussing over here was pidyon. End of thought. Now Rashi, let's go back to Tani Bechizkiya and understand how that works vis-a-vis lo yosin. Mia itzrich, dima kesha. If I only have the pasuk of Amor and there's no source where there's a din that you don't pay money, I'd say the question is that just like Be'maka Behemi, you always pay, but Be'maka Modem, you also always pay. That's how I would have said the Hekesh. Once they have the pasuk of lo yosin, the scenario where you don't pay, so say, well, the Hekesh is that it's always the same. Well, in one case, I know you don't pay, means you never pay. But if I don't have a source, in one place you don't pay, all I have is this pasuk, imekesha. How mean adarav elidach gisa ma makah behema lo arlam yishalim ma makah adam yishalim. But v'hasha the nafkalon tur tashlumin the mezid melo yiyos. Once they have the pasuk, the case of mezid, he doesn't pay. So karkal hakesha lifter shogeg is coming to tell you that just like mezid doesn't pay, shogeg doesn't pay. Derech aliyah, even in the case of derech aliyah. Mar says okay. Ella Amrim Bechama, Hachar said Ella Amrim Bechama Bechul. Itzurchan Mehani Kroy. The purpose of having the multiple psukim is Lashvin and Delog LeEved Beitarti. So now the discussion is moving away from that the issue of pidyon, the issue of getting two punishments. Even though we know already from the Yosin that you don't to give him two punishments. Okay. Still, Hani Miladulad Anshinon Labor Tarti. Maybe I would have said that which he does not get two punishments. Hecha the Sima Esenoi, Vahargubo, Boisamaka, Umes. That act which took out, blinded him, also killed him. So then he doesn't pay twice. But in a case where there was two separate acts that he did simultaneously, but he killed him with davar acher, but ma'ak acher is ubas achas. So the same time he blinded him, he also killed him. I ema ne'anshe demei ayin umisa. He get both punishments. You get the me ayin for the eye, and misa b'shila riga, and misa for the act of reticha. Where it says that, there's a different tana mechizkia. Ha, the sima ayin of a hargaba, the case of your first scenario, I don't need this pasuk. So then this pasuk is for the second scenario. The case where he blinded him and killed him with that. There we know he doesn't pay from there. Because the pasuk says, I in tachasayin, lo I am in nefesh tachasayin. It's that word, minei kaim alon, this is the pasuk, or this drasha is the drasha which the Mora in Perek HaChayvul, that's the eighth parak of Baba Kama. Learns out the Ayin Tachazayin is Lav Mamish. It doesn't mean actually blinding him. The Amrit Mamish. If we say that it would mean my Mamish, Dilma Bahadi the Semin and Leene Mayis. I am a nefesh tachazai. So the point of the more drush over there is, we can't blind the Reuben blind Shimon's eye. So we can't take Reuben, the perpetrator, and blind him in return, because even though Shimon did not wasn't killed by what Reuben did, it doesn't mean if the Bezim would do it to Reuben that Reuben, whatever his physical reality is, that he would not be affected more intensely and it might kill him. And the Torah did not say
it
to
would
give,
be more intensely affected.
Right. So, and the Torah did not say to take out his eye and kill him for the fact that he's blinded somebody. Therefore, we can't blind him because it might result in more than he's supposed to get. So when the Torah says, ayin tachas ayin, it cannot mean actually making him be blinded, it must be it means mom. That's the Morris Drush over there. But meanwhile, what's relevant for us is we realize we can derive from this Losami Beitarti, the Pasuk saying, you know, he doesn't deserve two punishments. So even in the scenario where he died from it, we don't give him two punishments. So therefore came along Ravashi says no. Why do we need this extra pasuk that is for the following? So that's the mina. Chiddush shechiddush Torah b'kol tashlumei kenas. all scenarios when the punishment of mammon is a knas, sheno din, it's not a financial obligation. Alexeris melech ba'almut, it's Hashem's command. Kim the chiddushu, alexeris choik, it's not something which you necessarily understand logically. Em avagav the ikah ba'day misa, maybe if that's the scenario, even though there's misa as well, the shalom he could pay. So these psukim are talking. We're saying that these psukim, even if they're referring to scenarios of mammon, will apply it to a kenes of kenas and say that there's no kenas. The more says, but according to Rabbi says that Rabbi and Rameyer that an ekonami he does pay, so the pasuk cannot become something he doesn't pay. So what do they do with the pasuk called cheirim? The answer is katanakama darshlim barmer erkel shayotzi leharigalai. This whole issue was to figure out what does Chananya ben Akvaya do with the pasuk. But the Chachamim use the pasuk to tell me that Kol Cheirim to say that he's potter, that he can't donate an erech of somebody who's being taken out to be killed. Okay.
Erech.
That's the finish of the pasuk. Even though erech. A domer obviously can't donate because he has no value. The chiddush of the pasuk is saying kol cheirim minadom lo yipodet. If a person would offer a cheirim from somebody who's taken out to be killed, lo yipodet. There's no need to redeem it. It's not. It has. You know, there's no payment. And that's the purpose of the pasuk. Okay. Kimle Rabbanei is now officially behind us. That's the Mishnah. Narish nisarsa minisgarsha. A girl is a Nara. And so the law is that once the father has the power over the daughter, he accepts her Kedusha. Another thing that gets her Maisi Daim, etc. Once the father marries her off, to a state of Nisuin, and then her husband dies or divorces her, she does not go back into her father's ownership. Father can't marry her off anymore.
He's not responsible to remarry her.
He's not. No. Go back to that. I mean, so when the father marries her off, means the father has a physical. Okay. The father can be, the girl can be 15 years old, the father can marry her off. Right, but the kedushin is done by giving the money to the girl. So the father's not marrying her off; she's marrying herself off. The father's paying for the chasna. The father's deciding who she's marrying, but she's marrying herself. When the girl's a nara or a katana, the father marries her. The father accepts the money, not the girl. The man goes to the father, and says, "Hooray, bitcha, mekadesh is leaving, but it's about katziv zesh," which he gives to the father. Giving it to the girl will not work. Actually, the machlokes might work only if it works because she's acting as the representative of the father. The father owns her. So the father is the one who's selling her. The father's not owning a 15-year-old. He's not selling her. He arranges it. He gives advice. He thinks he knows what he's doing. But she's marrying herself off. So that's what she said in the suin. Now, what she said, but in a case she said Arison, and then her husband would die or divorce her, she goes back to the father's rishus. So now, what happens in regards to the lachos of kanas? So, kanas, she has to be a psula. The father gets the kanas. So once she's in the suman, there's an halachic assumption she's not a psula anymore. So it's irrelevant to discuss what'll be, the father marries her off, she has the suman, then the husband dies, and then somebody else is ma'anas her. And she's still an ara, right? Be relevant discussion, not a psul anymore.
Right.
But a case of Narsha and he's Arsa when he's Garsha. So what happens over there? Okay. So Rishaglilam Ein Lo Kanas. The Torah totally removes the din of Kanas. There's no din Kanas by Nara once she's been married. Even though she hasn't had Nisuin. The more she's going to say, why? She's still a Nara. She's still a Basula. She's still a Nara. She's still a Rishus of the Father. Everything's there. Right? What's the problem? The more she's going to bring a Pasuk. Rekiva Armayesh, the Kanas, the Kanas, the Latim. Rekiva says, I agree with your pshat in the, that the pasuk says that there's no din of kenas. It doesn't mean there's no din of kenas at all. It means it doesn't go to the father. It goes to the girl. So krashi shenisar so miniskarsha. Dila arusa shloniskarsha chayvisa. Obviously, if she hasn't a garishin yet, she's an eshes ish. It's a chiyah misa ain't shom kenas. Then we go kimur rabin again. Okay. Ain lo kenas. Time of farish for gemara. The more explains it based on a pasuk. Okay. Now. So Rashi says a question. We have a problem. We discussed before there are scenarios where there's a knas by chiyuv krisis. So we gave an example about chaysoi and achas ishtoi, right? Achas imoi. Then we said eshes achiv. I mean, she was married already, right? So obviously it doesn't mean that she was married right now, because then there's a chiyuv misa. So it means she was married and she's divorced. Now if she was married and she's in the suah, so obviously there's no knas. She's not a psua anymore. Means Erisina. She was married to the brother with Erisin, and the brother divorced her. And now, he's ma'adis her. She's ma'adis, Eisha Zachiv, but there's no Chiyav Kanas anymore, according to Bersha Gluli. It's after Erisin. So obviously, Eisha Zachiyav, the Benisar Shem, Mizgar Shem, Schizen, Vitali Eisha Kanas, Rubi Kibi. That's Rubi Kiva. So something more. My time with the Bersha Gluli. Why did Bersha Gluli say there's no Kanas? Amakrop, the pasuk which it says the chiyuv of kenas for being ma'anis anara, it says asher loy arosa, that she has not been, she's not had erisin ha arosa and the kenas. So the pasuk is excluding had there been erisin at any point in time, even though right now she's not meresis. There's no kenas. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva says that the diak is your point is well taken, that there is going to be an exclusion based on the fact loya rosa, asher loya rosa lavia ha arosa laatzma. Okay. The point of the pasuk is the stool that doesn't go to the father, but not that there's no kenas at all. More than 1 second. The psukim over there stress a few things. Nara psula shelo yerosa, right? So it says nara as opposed to bagaris, right? Psula as opposed to bula, and shelo yerosa as opposed to one who is arsa. Now, Nara is supposed to Begaris, doesn't pay at all. We say we're excluding the Begaris, doesn't pay at all. So exclusion is a full exclusion. Psula versus Ba'ula, it's a full exclusion. Right? Ashela Rasa is saying there is a class that goes to the father. That's not parallel. Elamayat, according to Bekiva, the verse says, according to Bekiva's thought process, Nara v'lo begeris, hachanam d'la atzma, psula v'lo ba'ula, hachanam d'la atzma. Are you darshaning when the pasuk says Nara v'sula, asher lo arosa? Nara means v'lo begeris, means begeris goes to the girl. You're darshaning ba'ula, it goes to the girl? No, el legamri. You're saying totally this, the diak is Nara and begeris, not at all. Psula and not a bula at all. So hachanami legamri. So asher lo arosa also means legamri. There's no kenas at all, like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay. So omlercha Rabbi Kiva, hay lo arosa mi bor le lechidatay. So. We need it for the following. So we have the following brisa. Okay. Asher lo arosa prat lenar shenis arsa minis garsha shen lo kenas. Dibur Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Glili is the same as we had before. Rabbi Kiva is going to be challenging. Rabbi Kiva and the brisa says Omer yesh lo kanas, u kanas le avio. Now our mission says the kanas is latzma. The Mor is going to get to that. The meaning of the Mor is going to bring the foot first. Let's bring the whole brisa. And Rekiba says, I didn't know you said. It makes sense that this should be true. There's still to be a kanas, and the kanas should go to the father. Why? At this stage, after Erisin, she reverts back to the father's rishus. The father still has the ability to accept the kedushin. Therefore, the father will receive the kesef for the kanas. We know that in general, the father is the one who accepts the kesef of kedushin. We also know in general, the father is the one who gets the kanas. So ma kesef kedushah, apishin is arso and is garsha lavia. We know that after erison, she reverts back to the father. So kesef kanas, apishin is arso and is garsha lavia. Okay, imkay matam alam rashi lo yarasa. So now zokt Rabbi Kiva. So if that's true, that the kanas is lavia and there is a kanas, so what does rashi lo yarasa teach me? The answer is mufna. It's an extra word. The hakish loy beladon mimenu gzeirah shava. The purpose of the pasuk is for something else totally. It's to create a hekish and a tweak. Over here it doesn't mean it means gzeirah shava. The word hekish over here just means to equate something to it. Make a gzeirah shava. When you make a gzeirah shava, we prefer to have the words being used in the Gzeirah Shava being extra words, because then the law is you can't ask any questions on the Gzeirah Shava. But Gzeirah Shava, which is based on words which have been used for other purposes, the words are necessary. The law is, if there's any logic to refute the comparison, you can't make the comparison. If the psukim are extra, then you cannot ask any questions. Even if the logic dictates that you should not compare the two, you still compare the two. So what's the Gzeirah Shava? Whenever Kana Shelo Yerusha, whenever Lahalana Shelo Yerusha, it says by Anu, in the case of being Ma'anas, a girl, an unmarried girl, it says the word a Shelo Yerusha, and by the case of being Mefata, it also says a Shelo Yerusha. So the two learn from each other. So the Torah says by Mefata, pay Kesef, doesn't say how much. Torah says by Arasa, by Ma'anes, it says pay 50. Doesn't say what type of 50. Right? So Mal Kan Nun Aflahalon Nun. Oh, it says over here 50. There is also, so therefore we learn by Mefata also the payment is 50. Now, Umala Halon, it says Shkolim. Sorry, it says, not the word Kesav. It says Shkolim. Kesav Yishkol. Kamar Absulois. It says the word Shkolim. Afghan Shkolim. So we need to learn out Mefata from Anusa. We do that based on Asher Arosa. Okay. Zat the Gemara. Rekiba Lachara. This is a difficulty. My chazisa, what did he see? What did you see? Literally, dasher loyar rasa l'gzeres shava upsula l'mutei ba'ula. Why do you say darshan asher loyar rasa is really not telling you a halacha in regards to the din of anusa itself? Because even if she's a rasa, there's still kanas, and the purpose of the word is for Gzeirah Shava. On the other hand, the word psula is to tell me halacha directly in the case of anusa, prat the mutei b'ula, that in the case of b'ula there's no kanas. Maybe it should say the opposite. Because by mefat, it also says the word psula. So let's say like this, aim of the psula the Gzeirah Shava. Vashir loy arasa, prat la narashin is arsim and his garsha. What gave me a right to understand that this one is for itself and to limit the halacha manusa? The other one is not limiting the halacha manusa at all. It's just for Gzeirah Shava. Maybe it's the other way around. And there's a kanas even by Ba'ula. The word purpose of the word psula is to equate it, because it says the word psula by mafata also. So we say psula, psula for Gzeira Shava, and we learn out the lachos of 50 and shkolin. That's the whole purpose. It's not excluding a bu'ula. And Shelor Rasah, that's telling me that the Shin Zahari is Garsha, it's different. So more says Mistabra. It's more logical to say Shelor Rasah, Gzeira Shava. Because Shareini Karaba, Nahar Psula. Because you, at least you fulfill Nahar Psula. So more says, okay. Versus, I don't get that. I don't have a misula of Gzeira Shava. Shere ani karaba asher lo yarosa. Some more answers back. Mistabra, that the change of Basula versus Ba'ula is more significant, and that's probably going to be excluded. Why? Ha yishtana gufa, v'holo yishtana gufa. The change of becoming a Ba'ula is a change in the body. Being mureses and then divorced, there's no change in the body. So I'd rather say, when there's no change, that the kenas is constant, than to say that the kenas is constant when there is a physical change. Okay. So that's how I know. That's what Rabbi Akiva does with the Shelo Rasa. Now on the Braisa, that's great, because the Braisa says that there is a kenas and the kenas goes to the father. It means nothing changes. So I don't need the Shelo Rasa to tell me that something changes, because nothing changes. Now Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah says that it goes to the girl. You tell me something changes. So where does that come from? Anyway, we have a steer in Rabbi Akiva's. The Morris is going to get to that in a second. But the Morris says, but Rabbi Yosef Lili, high storm and all day. How does Rabbi Yosef Lili know that by Ma'anis and by Mefata, it's 50. It only says 50 by Ma'anis. How do we know that it's Shkolim? It only says Shkolim by Mefata. So how does he know these halachos? I mean, not claiming the Tanya, Kesav Yishkolim Kamara Psulos. So the it says by Mefata that he has to pay out. He has to be Shoykel Kesav, which is, teaches me Shkolim. Kemayer habsulois, as the payment for psulois. Sheizeh kemayer habsulois, umar habsulois kizeh. So so we had earlier, we discussed that umar habsulois in general was the payment of the one reading of the Gemara, that umar habsulois is referring to the payment for ksuva that you give normally to a psula, and the pasuk tells me that the ksuva is the raisa. But he's darshing is not referring to the payment of ksuba, it's referring to the payment that the Torah gave for having beer with a psula. That's the payment for a psula. Where's that? The Torah says by ma'ana is 50. And this pasuk is saying that over here he's shaykel just like over there. So again, now we have one pasuk, ma'amish, Mefat and Ma'anis, that's a hekesh. Therefore, we learn out Shehezek Kemar Apsula. So, Mar Apsula is Kazeh. They teach, they learn from each other. Okay. So, we figured out what Rekiva does with Shelo Erosa, but we have a steer in Rekiva. Kasha the Rekiva out of Rekiva. We have a steer in Rekiva. So, Mar says, no, Traitan Ali Valib the Rekiva. There's Machlokis of the Tamilim. What Rabbi Akiva said, we have two different opinions of what Rabbi Akiva said. Okay. To Rashi. Elamayata, Rabbi Akiva, Hodaksiv Nara. The mute begaris, upsula the mute ba'ula. So the pasuk trust is nara psula she lo yarosah. So we say nara means excluded begaris, psula excludes a ba'ula, and she lo yarosah excludes a woman who was or yes or rosah. Karni Rekiva, you're saying that she lo yarosah means not that there's no payment at all, it just means that it goes to her. So Achinami, are the other two you going to limit legamri? Is that true that it's not a full miyutz? Mitirush, and we should card Karnam Akiva, we should say the following. Nara Lavia Habageris Latzma. Right? Maybe that's true. Is that true? No. Because Holo Ashkan, the Ishtamitana, Masibagaris Yeshakanas, there's no mention anywhere that we found in Shas of any Tana ever like coming up and saying that a Begaris gets a Kanas. Which name we would have to, we would say to be Rabbi Kiva. So there's also to mention, it's not mistaken to us that there's such a sheet out there, we never heard of it. Means it's exclusion of Gamri. So Shelar Rasa also should be. So the Mar brings a Bryce, Rabbi Kiva says, Kanas Lavia, come on, mention the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva. The Mar is going to ask that. So the Mar, it says it's mistaken, because we know the father is Akeba Kisav Kiddushah. Shalohu Ben Arusa, the father is the one who receives the Kesef Kedushin when she's still a Nara. Come on, Yalef Lamperik Nara Shenispatz. We'll discuss it later on in the next Perik. Ma Kesef Kedushah v'bishan Nizara Sumanis Garsha. When the Locha is the father marries her off with just Erisin, and she gets divorced. Meacher from Kishuch for that individual Kishuch Zeris. When she comes back, when Miskadesh is Mesach Naris, and she remarries, Lavia Havi goes back to the father, so I'll call Kidu Shei Naris, Yafin and Lavia. That we know goes to the father. The Gabi Kedushin, look, see, Miuta, the Sheloi Arosa, Kihacha. There's no exclusion over there. And it says, Min Rabbe Savia, that all Schusim belong to the father when she's a Nara, Kesa Kedushin, it belongs to him the whole time. So we're also, we should say the same thing. Okay. So what's the Shalur Asa coming for? Nemekan bonus. It says 50. So Lahalon over there, Bermafut also is 50. Malalom and Fata is Shkolim, except the Ksib Yishkol over there is Shkolim. So we're also with Shkolim. More says, so maybe we should say the other round. Em Absul Xerishavu. We'll have the Mute Ba'ula. Maybe there is a kanas. It just means that it's extra pasuk mufne for gzeirah shava to mafata mishtaba shelor rasak gzeirah shava v'lo arsa isla kanas. And therefore, even though she had erisin and then she got divorced, there is kanas, and the pasuk shelor says extra. Shereni karba nar psula. Even though she's had Erison, she's still a Nara, and she's still a Psula. The Nara Psula he can receive Kra. Abula Shaina Nikarba Nara Psula and the Kanas. But how can you send us a Kanas to a girl who's not a Psula? That's not what the Pasuk says. So the Mor said, yeah, but you're saying that there's Kanas for a woman who has had Erison. The Pasuk says a Sheloya Rosso. Arab Psula Lagzerishab, but Lav Mute Bula, Biznus. El Yesha Kanas, the Bula Biznus, Shere Anikara Oisa Nara, Shaloyara Saw, as long as she never had Erisin, but she had beer before, it's included. Because you're saying, well, how does it fit in the Pasik? Well, how does a woman who had Erisin fit in the Pasik? Misava Rusa, Yesha Kanas, the Bula Ain Law, Doha Yishana Gufa, Pogma Ain Rav Kolkaz. So we understand if the person's body has been she already has had bia as a bula, not in the context of marriage, you're saying, right? Because that's where Sheila Rasa, she had the suin, but the act of anasur again a second time doesn't have the same impact in regards to the pagam as a woman who was not Nishana Gufa. Oh, Nisarsa, Nisgarsha, Nishana Gufa. Fine. There was a Yosek Lili, Haswara, the Chemishim Kesef, the Oinus, Shkolim Haim, the 50 by Oinus, we don't know what coin it is. How do you know Shkolim? And Kesef Yishkol, the Mephata, Yehu Chemishim, and it says over there he pays Shkolim by Mephata, doesn't say how many. It's 50. How do we know that? Kamar Absulis, the payment for psulas, the Torah says by ma'anis. Where psulas yishkol and tizeh shekazu by yishkol. Kasha the rekiva the brisa damer kanasa lavia and the rekiva the mastisin. So more says it's traits in our leave with the rekiva. Okay, let's hold it here.